All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it is all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show is a lovely lady based out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. She just happens to be lounging at the beach today. Her name is Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can reach out to her either by phone at 416-759-5407 or go to the website olivestolichees.com. That's olives to lichees. Olives is spelled olivestolichees. That's olives ToLichees.com. I'm talking about my guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Marie-Claire, are you there?
Yes, I am. Technical glitch.
The technical glitch. But once again, welcome back to the show, and how are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you, Rick?
I'm doing well, and thank you again for spending the time with us and joining us from the beach where you are sunning yourself, correct?
Not yet. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know what, Marie-Claire? I know you've been with us a bunch, but we always do this because we always have new people checking us out for the first time. And, of course, we want to make sure that everybody gets caught up to speed. So please tell us about what you do and what you offer.
Yes, I am a holistic health practitioner and a transformational nurture and thrive coach. This is a title that I came up with to describe perfectly what I do. Mm-hmm. And for the last 20 years, I have been running a holistic health practice called Mind, Your Body, and Spirit in Toronto. I guide success-focused, spiritually-minded womenpreneurs and their husbands who are struggling with energy-sucking stress, inexplicable body pains, money issues, and wanting so much more out of life to self-nurture, take charge of their health and their finances, and refire to focus with confidence on what they're meant to be and do, so they experience greater wellness, financial ease and security, and live their life purpose.
Which is a good thing.
Yes, it is. We all want this.
Yeah, exactly.
So with my proven five-step transformational process, I guide the clients to break free of specific blocks that prevent them from being healthy.
Right.
From growing their businesses, from stepping into their life mission and making much more money. Also, through proper self-care, nurturance, and nourishment of the mind, body, and spirit, I empower women to open their world and create the life they desire. I am passionate about helping them feel and perform better so they can live richer and, like my father said, longer, by balancing their triad, which consists of health, which is the wellness of mind, body, and spirit.
Right.
Wealth, which is the money picture, the mindset, the self-worth, the limiting beliefs that hold you back. And the last point of the triangle, the triad, is life purpose, which is your mission, how you're making an impact in the world with your gifts and talents.
Right.
And each aspect of this triad is connected to and affected by the other two aspects. So during a session, I assist the client to uncover, clear, and heal hidden blocks and hurt from past events that are causing stress and emotional and physical suffering. Then I guide her, the client, in healing forward by creating a new reality for the future and exploring ways for a better, healthier and transformed version of herself.
Right. And just before we even take another step here further, Marie-Claire, let me throw the phone number out in case anybody has any questions as we go along on today's show with Marie-Claire Bourgeois. 631-724-1405 is our number if you've got a question regarding what she does and how she can help you with the way she with what she does at Mind Your Body and Spirit. Now, what are you going to be talking about today there, Marie-Claire?
On previous shows, I talked about how to deal with some wellness challenges to feel better and thrive, starting with some decluttering. meaning the decluttering and reorganizing of your home environment to allow the energy around you to flow freely,
right,
and decluttering your pantry and fridge to ensure that they're filled with wholesome, real, fresh, unadulterated, unprocessed foods that are free of chemicals, growth hormones, and antibiotics for you to cook wholesome meals with.
Right.
And today, I would like to talk about intuitive cooking.
Intuitive cooking. That sounds interesting. Now, before we get into that, from what I understand, you have a gift you want to throw out for our listeners?
Yes, I do. I'm excited to give you my best tips to ease into the art and the pleasure of eating well. So just go to my website, www.olivestoliches.com, mm-hmm. and click on the tab, Gifts for You, and download the PDF document, My Best Tips, and while you're there, leave me a question or comment. So, after you have decluttered and restocked your pantry and fridge with real food,
right,
you're set to start with intuitive cooking. I see intuitive cooking as cooking more with the senses rather than with techniques. It's about, in my opinion, awakening the home chef in you, who turns basic real ingredients into delicious and tasty meals that contain all elements of good health. It's about awakening the home chef who astonishes and nourishes the family with her simple culinary creations. It's not complicated or challenging to create delicious dishes with fresh produce that will keep your taste buds interested and delighted. You don't have to be a seasoned chef to cook great food that everyone will love. In fact, cooking real food is very simple, satisfying, and so tasty. Just focus on the following five must-haves.
Okay.
First one.
Should we write these down?
Yes, you should.
Okay.
The first one is quality and freshness. Second is variety. Third is quantity. Fourth is visual appeal. And fifth, aroma and flavor appeal. They're all common sense. You will, once you've heard what I will say, you will see that, yes, this is how our parents and grandparents used to eat. So I will start with quality and freshness. It's the quality and the freshness of the ingredients that will make a dish outstanding and spa-like. Ingredients that are the freshest and the most beautifully colored. Food that is good for us,
right,
is the simplest in its naked form, or au naturel.
Ooh.
Just adding a pinch of sea salt, freshly ground black pepper, a handful of fresh herbs, pinches of spices, and a splash of extra virgin olive oil, flaxseed oil, or lemon juice,
okay,
is all that is necessary to enjoy the full flavor of fresh vegetables.
All right.
You can also choose a simple cooking method, such as steaming, broiling, grilling, poaching, roasting, braising, stir-frying, or leaving the vegetables in their raw nature, which means less work in the kitchen. So to accompany and enhance the vegetable dish or dishes that you're going to make, you can add a small amount of protein, about the size of your palm,
right,
and a handful of nuts and seeds, if you like,
mm-hmm,
herbs and spices for added satisfying low-calorie flavors and antioxidants. And a snack or a dessert can be as simple as natural as a fresh, juicy, ripe fruit.
Wow. Now you got me all ready to eat something, and it's not even lunchtime yet.
Well, perhaps if you don't have a packed lunch, perhaps you can look for something like this outside.
Yeah, I guess so. Hey, Marie Claire, we do have a caller on the line. Let's go to that, okay?
Okay, sure.
All right, caller, what's your name and what is your question from Marie Claire?
Hey, what's going on? My name's Roger.
Hey, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
How are you?
Are you getting hungry with all this talk of food?
Yes, I am, actually.
All right, so it's still time for breakfast.
What steps would you take to motivate someone who isn't very motivated?
To cook or to eat?
I'm motivated to eat right now, right?
I mean, I am too, but...
Okay, so you want to know how to motivate someone?
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's, like, down, they're not... is not doing the things that they used to do. They just don't have the motivation to do anything.
Well, is there an underlying illness? Sometimes there's a reason why they lose interest or they lose motivation.
Yeah, and it could be, you know, diet is affecting them, right?
Yeah, that could
be. Is this your case or someone that you know?
No, this is personally for me.
Okay. Do you have some interesting cookbooks?
My what?
Do you have interesting cookbooks with colorful pictures? I'm sorry?
I said I don't cook.
That could be a problem.
Well,
that's a problem.
You don't have to be seasoned chef, like I said. If you like food, there's all kinds of things that you can get at the grocery store that you can put together, and it will be tasty. It doesn't require much effort. Just follow your nose in the grocery store and look for the periphery, that means the produce, the dairy, and the meat. And look on the internet for interesting recipes that would appeal to you. Simple, there's very few ingredients, very simple method of cooking, and go for it. Or ask someone to do it for you. Is there someone in your life who's motivated?
Yeah, that would definitely solve the problem there, Roger.
Yeah.
Ask someone. Or take a course. Take a cooking class. You might meet someone who will... are you single?
It's like a little bit of both. I'm in the midst of something happening.
Okay, I don't hear you very well.
I think we're losing his call there. It's starting to get a little broken up. But Roger, thank you so much.
It's a little bit of both. I'm not in a relationship, but it's getting to that point.
Ah.
Okay. Well, I'm sure you can figure something out. I gave you a few ideas, internet recipes, colorful cookbooks, and the grocery aisle, or someone who is interested in cooking and would be happy to cook for you.
Yes. And you can and you can cover her with some olives and lychees.
Yes. Check my website. There's a few recipes there.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
You're welcome, Rogers. Have a good day.
Yeah, olives2lychees.com is the website for our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Now, I know, you know, with everything that you were just talking about there, you know, before we took the call, Marie-Claire, you talked about the variety, vegetables, and adding all these little things, lemon juice, olive oil. That's a lot of variety, right?
That's correct.
And so, you know, with the variety of food that is available to us every season.
Yes.
How do you go about, you know, kind of implementing that to keep it as, you know, as fresh in our minds, you know, like the variety?
Yes. Well, we're very lucky to have a variety. Every season brings us fragrant and flavorful delicacies from Mother Nature, either grown locally or on foreign lands. So there is a lot to choose from year-round, and the combinations are endless.
Mm-hmm.
I hope Roger's still listening. Furthermore, choosing to live on a nourishment plan based on an abundance and variety of fresh, ripe fruits and vegetables will provide most of the fiber, the minerals and vitamins, the phytonutrients and antioxidants, the proteins and the carbohydrates, as well as the acid-alkaline balance that your body requires to be healthy.
Right.
So my cooking varies according to the seasonal ingredients. For instance, when it is peach season, I find ways to incorporate the juicy, fuzzy treat into breakfast, salad, salsa, meat dishes, and, of course, desserts.
I like the way you described it as a juicy, fuzzy treat.
Yes, that's what it is. It's such a beautiful fruit. And it's here in Ontario, it's going to be available in a couple of months. So I can't wait to have Ontario peaches.
Yes, and fill yourself up with some juicy, fuzzy treats. Hey,
yes.
you know what I've noticed, though, Marie-Claire? At least when I was a kid, you know, growing up, it seems like as I've gotten older, it seems like plates are getting bigger, the portions that they bring you, especially at a diner, you know, are getting larger, and things are kind of, you know, the food is growing, as they say. Is it getting a little bit out of control?
Oh, I think so. And we're growing too if we're not aware of this. Yes, so that allows me to move to the quantity of food that we eat. Yes, we can all function well and be healthier with a little less food. I remember when I was growing up, the plates were not that big. The amount of food on the plates were not that big. There were just a few dishes on the table, and that was enough. Everybody was satisfied.
Right.
So moderation and portion control should allow us to enjoy all foods in small amounts without consequences, and that's what I really believe. I often opt for the less is more approach to determine the quantity I want and need to consume. And since the ingredients I choose are super fresh and tasty, a small amount of the prepared dish is sufficient to satisfy my taste buds and my appetite. And it's always better to leave the table a little hungry as opposed to super stuffed.
Right.
And have you ever noticed that it is the first few bites that taste the best? The second helping is usually not as tasty and satisfying. This reminds me of the Thanksgiving dinner where we stuff ourselves because, oh, it's so good, and we know we're not going to get this for another year.
Well, I don't know about that. I go back for the second of the candied yams, the second and third, and it always tastes pretty darn good there,
yes,
Marie Claire. Hey, you know what? We got to take a quick break again. Our guest is Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Reach out to her at 416-759-5407 or olivestolichis.com. Like she mentioned, she's got recipes, books that you can purchase right through there as well. Contact her through the website. We'll take this quick break. More with her after these words right here on All Business Media. Welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I'm your host, Rick Delgado, sitting with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. My favorite name to say.
You're so sweet, Rick.
Why?
I like how you say my name.
I love saying your name. It's like the best name ever to say. It just kind of rolls off the tongue. Marie-Claire Bourgeois. Hey.
Thank you.
She's the owner and holistic health practitioner out of Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Mind Your Body and Spirit is the name of her company. olivestolichis.com is her website. And of course, 416-759-5407. If you want to find out more about her, go to that website, olivestolichis. Lichis is spelled LYCHEES.com, and you can see everything about what she does, recipes, books, cooking, you name it, plus gifts as well that are forwarded through there. Now, we're talking about cooking. Of course, we're talking about food. And
yes.
I think it's important that you know, let's face it, you know, our senses have a lot to do with that, right?
Definitely. This is what I believe is part of intuitive cooking.
Right.
So now, how
much do our five senses come into play here?
In my opinion, they play a big role in how we cook and how we can make a difficult chore into a pleasant and satisfying one, satisfying for you and the people you cook for.
Right.
So I believe that by using the five senses, you can create a succulent dish that will satisfy your family and your guests and make you burst with pride and joy. Because I believe cooking is an organic and experiential activity.
Right.
So let's look at the first sense. Let's do the tasting one, the obvious one.
Okay.
So you should taste what you're cooking as you proceed down the recipe instructions, if it's appropriate. I don't suggest that you taste raw meat to see how much longer it needs to cook.
Right.
But tasting the food along the way gives you an idea of what it will be like once the dish is complete. You like it? Great. Not quite what you want? Well, you can adjust the seasoning and the flavoring to your personal taste.
Right.
And just remember that as you experiment, you record your modifications in the recipe or the cookbook that you're using, so you can duplicate the winning formula.
Yeah, that's a good idea, because sometimes I'll go ahead and make something and be like, I forgot what I put in there.
I've done some pretty tasty dishes before, and I didn't record anything. And my husband, Philip, asked me, can you do this again? I said, oh, I don't know. I didn't write everything down. I was winging it.
I know. I'm like Daffy Duck. I can only do this trick once. Now, which sense is number two?
I would say it's the seeing.
Okay.
So by being visually attentive, you know when an ingredient or a mixture has achieved the desired browning, the steaming, or the whipping for maximum flavor and optimal texture.
Okay.
So you don't overdo it and ruin the outcome.
Right.
And then the third sense is the touching. Touching is necessary to gauge the level of ripeness of a fruit or a tomato or an avocado and the degree of doneness of a piece of meat in the pan or in the grill.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to touch your food. This is how you connect with it before it becomes a part of you in your mouth, your stomach, your whole body, your energy, and of those of the people you cook for.
All right.
And the fourth sense is hearing. It tells you when there is a change in chemistry happening in the pot or the pan. It often happens when there is a certain amount of moisture involved. Or, for instance, when you roast seeds in the pan and they pop. Paying attention to the whispering sounds and the songs the food makes, as my grandmother used to say, while they're being transformed, tells you when you can proceed to the next step.
All right.
And finally, the last sense, the smelling. Usually when you start smelling the food being cooked, it means wonderful culinary chemistry or alchemy is happening.
Right.
If you're baking something in the oven and you start smelling it, it's almost ready to come out. If you delay too long or ignore the smell, the dish or the baked good may be beyond repair.
Right.
So trust that what your nose is sensing way before the smoke detector starts its ear-piercing alarm. And in the English language, there are sentences like, we eat with our eyes and nose first.
Right.
Or, my mouth is already watering just looking at that. That is because the senses, especially smell and sight, can trigger and increase the production of saliva, digestive enzymes in our mouth, and those senses begin the digestion and the assimilation processes long before we put any food in our mouth.
Right.
They tell us that the attractive appearance and the pleasing aromas of the food are promising an enjoyable eating experience and a better digestion. I know you would agree that the dining experience is raised to an even higher level when we attractively set the table with good dinnerware, candles, flowers, and relaxing music.
Right.
And when we share the wonderfully fragrant and appetizing meal with pleasant dining companions. It's hard to fight at the table when you're in front of a great meal nicely presented.
Yes, unless, of course, somebody's reaching for a piece of chicken that you want and you have to stab them with a fork and say, no, 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 that one's mine.
Yes.
Now, are there any other things that come into play with senses when you're cooking intuitively like this?
Yes, there's two more that I like to incorporate.
Really?
Okay. One is your sixth sense, which can be of great value and give you your unique chef personality or food alchemist title as you decide intuitively what and how much to add to your culinary creations, regardless of what the recipe suggests. And the second one is cooking from your heart. Whether for your family, your guests, or just for yourself, it's worth focusing on as it infuses the food you prepare with distinctive loving quality that can't be measured, but can definitely be felt or tasted when present,
mm-hmm.
or missed when it's lacking.
Right.
The food prepared with love from your heart is more easily absorbed and digested, certainly more enjoyable and memorable. This reminds me of food that my mother, grandmother, and aunts used to make. They did not go to cooking school, but what they did was so delicious, was such a treat and memorable, and I want to cook just like that.
All right.
So that kind of food is filled with greater life force energy. Therefore, it's healthier, more nourishing, and more life-sustaining than processed, factory-made food or prepared food in an environment where less than loving feelings were expressed. I remember one night that my husband and I were having dinner at one of our favorite Mediterranean restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
there was a huge fight in the open concept kitchen. We could hear and see very clearly what was going on between the two chefs. Luckily, we had already been served the pre-fight food.
Yeah, that would have been awesome to have it just like explode into, and just food is flying around. You're trying to pick it off in the air with a fork. It's like, oh, I want to eat that.
Oh, I was afraid of the knives. What they would do with the knives.
Yeah, no
they were
doubt.
Really upset.
I would imagine. Yeah, chefs get crazy, don't they?
Yes. Well, yeah, if they're passionate.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, somebody infringes on their territory.
Right. Again, we've been talking with our guest, Marie-Claire Bourgeois. She is the owner and holistic health practitioner at Mind Your Body and Spirit. Hey, we're just about out of time, Marie-Claire, but can you remind people of the free gift and the books that you have?
Yes. Go to my website, www.olivetoleaches.com, and click on the tab Gifts for You and download the PDF document, My Best Tips. And also on the website, you will see a link to order my two books, if that appeals to you. Olive to Lychee's Everyday Mediterranean Spa Cuisine. Volume 1 is about a unique formula to guide you on the path to clean foods and healthy eating habits with recipes from the Mediterranean and Asian regions. And the Volume 2 gives you a map to nourish and nurture the whole body, mind, and spirit with strategies to manage stress and build health to feel better.
All right. Well, you know what? All of that can be found, again, on the website, olivestoleaches.com, or you can reach out to Marie-Claire directly, 416-759-5407. As always, Marie-Claire, a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us and letting me say your name.
My pleasure, Rick, and talk to you again tomorrow.
Well, I don't know about tomorrow. Tomorrow, really?
Yes, back on tomorrow.
All right, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.